on your fridge day. Placing a pillow on your refrigerator brings wealth and good luck to your household. But first, you'll need to remove the slow cooker, the half-empty boxes of cereal, the blender, the three bottles of booze, and the cookbook. Have a happy put a pillow on your fridge day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There are at least a dozen people hospitalized. There are downed trees and power lines, and several homes are damaged or destroyed by tornadoes in Kansas. This woman lost her home in Lawrence.
We decided to all leave, and we waited it out. And then we came back, and this is what we've come back to.
There are also homes damaged by a tornado in eastern Pennsylvania. Joe Biden responds to President Trump, agreeing with an insult by the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in a tweet during the president's weekend trip to Japan.
At a fundraiser in Houston, the former vice president said he's not going to get down in the mud wrestling with this fella. Referring to the president agreeing with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's statement that Biden is a low IQ idiot. Earlier, an aide released a statement blasting President Trump for siding with a murderous dictator on foreign soil on Memorial Day.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. This is Fox News.
Sometimes working with the same people day in and day out in close proximity can cause high anxiety. But not with this crew. Greg Budell, do you remember the first words Jay Scott said to you?
I'm going to be a psychic.
And Jay Scott, what do you think about your buddy Greg Budell?
One moment he can be perfectly rational and lucid. The next, he's a living Looney Tune.
Emily Hayes, what's your strictest rule?
Dinner is served promptly at 8 in the private dining room. Those who are tardy do not get fruit cup.
And how are you, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, having the weather report is a necessity. But do you think it's Nessa?
It is Nessa. I know what is Nessa. Don't tell me what's Nessa. I tell you what's Nessa.
Well, you're the professional. Any other words of wisdom this morning?
And remember, folks, be good to your parents. They've been good to you.
Good advice. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
It's a great day here at the Institute for the very, very nervous.
And what's our theme here at the Institute for the very, very, very nervous?
Unity!
It just takes the edge off everything.
Party.
Good. Three men and a lady. Jay Scott. Greg. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And with the forecast.
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I was just looking at Bailey. She seemed to be showing great interest in Emily there. Hey, Bailey, we're going to go for our walk early today because hot paws and, the pavement is going to get really hot.
#FreeShip.
Sunny and hot today with a high around 95. Oh, yeah, that's good. High pause in the summertime. Record high is 96 in 1962. We'll be in the neighborhood, and it's a rundown neighborhood. Rain chances, not quite zero. We'll see 10% today. Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, rain chances 10% during the day, maybe closer to 20% during the evening. So there'll be showers around. Your chances of seeing one, not good. Be ready for the sprinkler. Bring out the sprinkler or the hose. High in the low to mid-90s tomorrow. Low 90s again on Friday and low 90s over the weekend. I've got the rain chances in the 20 to 30% range Friday and smaller than that over the weekend. Not quite zero, but if you encounter a shower, you're living right. Right now this morning with calm winds and a dew point of 70. Ouch. Temperature is 76 at 8:05. And whether it's 8:05 in the morning, if it's 2:05 in the morning, if it's on a, let's say, a holiday, a weekend, I know somebody who is ready to take care of your plumbing problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime. You know who that would be?
It would be Plumbing by LiqWire.
Absolutely, it would be. Thank you very much for that. You're right. Excuse me. So they're actually, it's a no-brainer now. If I have a plumbing issue, it's going to be Plumbing by LiqWire. First of all, they're very prompt and very professional. I love the fact that they give me a ballpark idea of when they're coming, and then they pick up the phone and say they're on their way. And then They assess the problem. They sit down with you and say, okay, this is what's going on, and this is what it's going to cost, and that's what you're going to pay right there. And I say, okay, go do it. And then in just a few minutes, it's all done. That's the way it works at Plumbing by Lukewire. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Lukewire, 264-9666. You might want to try the whole house plumbing inspection, especially if you're, let's say you're getting ready to go on a vacation and you want to make sure that you don't come home and open the door and find out that your carpeting is soaked and your drywall is ruined by a plumbing problem you didn't know about. Get the whole house plumbing inspection. It's great. Peace of mind. Plumbing by Lukewire. You can also find them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. And their Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, you ready for the today's conundrum?
No.
Well, you're going to get it now anyway.
You're going to get it anyway.
I'm tired of people resisting me. Resist me much all morning long. It's been here.
Resist me much.
Yeah, just one of the all-time greats. Here's your conundrum. Americans. By the way, that was the winning word yesterday, and we did it in memory of you.
Yeah, America.
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 Say it the way Emily says
America.
It. And the guy that won yesterday afternoon said,
America.
America. Yeah. See, we didn't forget about you.
It was one day. I would hope you didn't forget about me. Maybe you wanted to subconsciously.
Jeez.
That mouthy broad can't ever know her place.
She suffers from...
Always interrupting, folks.
Multiple neurosis. 92% of Americans throw these away without using them. How wasteful. But what is this? Let's just say 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Americans.
Right. America.
Throw these away without using them. What are we talking about? Our number is 272-9228. 272-9228.
There's a lot of wrong answers for this.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to say the ones I was thinking of.
Don't let them say it.
Well, no, they're funny to me, but they're also wrong.
I see your point. 272-9228, if you would like to take a whack at this, remember, even if you have the wrong answer, you still become eligible for our end of the week grand prize drawing with Emily, our final Emily.
Me!
That's right. 272-9228 is the number.
It's all about me!
Duh. So, again, Americans throw away, let's just round it off to 90. 90% of these without using them. 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and we see a lot of traffic still backing up on I-65 in the downtown area, so if you're headed in from Prattville, be careful there. I-85's rolling along at a speed limit ride this time of the morning, and there's tons of traffic on the boulevard. Just be careful around the intersections. The big crowds are around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and the interstate. If you're coming into town on the 31s, everything seems to have cleared up. There are no problems for you. Just be careful on your way into work. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, we got a few people ready to give this one a whack. And we start with Leonard. Leonard, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, y'all. It's probably wrong, but I was thinking gift cards.
You know what? There's a lot to be said about that.
Is that it?
It is not the answer we're looking for, but there are a lot of gift cards that go unused.
Listen, my sister for my birthday gave me a gift card to like some, I won't name the place, but some tanning place.
Right.
Does it look like I tan?
Well,
I mean, and Elizabeth knows that I don't tan. And we had to talk about this the other
Elizabeth
day.
Elizabeth should have thought about that a little more.
I really think what Elizabeth thought was, oh, crap, it's Emily's birthday.
I don't,
what do I have sitting in my car?
I don't need this.
I get her a gift and insult her at the same time. Here's Bo Holt.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to say product instructions.
Bolt says product instructions. Could that be it?
How did he know?
I rarely read. I might read the quick start one. You know, that really, really, really short one.
Yeah.
I might read that, a glance at it, but.
Well, yeah, I think I'd heard that before somewhere, and just then the line of work that I do, I go through, you know, I mean, that's just...
Did you read
all the paper and paper we've thrown out, nobody ever looks at it. It just made sense.
That's right.
Did you read the instructions? No. No.
No, but that's what Google's for later when you do get stuck.
Exactly. Exactly. And YouTube. Yep.
Google and YouTube, man.
Right? Yep.
All right, man. Well, you're a winner.
That's right.
All right. Thank y'all very much.
Hang on. 10 bucks fine dining at this place.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and Jay.
Howdy, folks.
I assume that you took care of this yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did it even in his voice, his answer the phone voice, you know.
The Newstalk? Yeah. The Newstalk voice?
Yes.
Did I do the whole, that didn't do the whole thing.
Wait a minute, somewhere along the line yesterday.
No, it turned Italian for some reason.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, good Lord.
I forgot. It's the way I said something.
Yeah.
Made you.
Because a random fact we had about Parmesan. So I'm like, hey, let's go put the Parmesan on the fish.
Oh, good Lord.
From the seafood, the bistro.
Don't they have like garlic Parmesan wings?
Oh, they got the garlic Parmesan wings. They got so many wings.
You know,
the bistro.
Like legitimate Italian food, that's not what you're going to get at the seafood bistro. They have all the seafood delicacies and
rice,
combinations that you will love and fall in love with again. But they do have wings. It's something to keep in mind when you have large gatherings of folks, especially as we approach football season. Yes, as we approach football season, 97 days away. Is it 97 or 93? 97, I think.
93.
You know what?
93? Wait, here it is.
Football.
94 days until football, 93 days until the Duncans. Okay, so, you know, you've got to plan the big tailgate party to kick off the season. Why not go ahead and acquaint yourself with the wings and the multiple flavors of the seafood bistro?
It's also pool party season.
Oh, yeah, pool parties, but you have to wait 30 minutes before you swim after you eat.
An hour if you ate beans.
So check out the Seafood Bistro's menu online, theseafoodbistro.com. You can see everything happening there, but we highly suggest you stop by 1651 Perry Hill Road.
Look, Mom, there's bubbles.
And check out what they have on the specials board, because those shrimp tacos and fish tacos are absolutely to die for. Get them blackened. I know some folks prefer fried. Get them blackened. They're absolutely amazing and very perfectly paired with the slaw in the taco. Go see it for yourself, the Seafood Bistro.
Yeah, you know, our parents were especially well-trained in how long we had to wait before we could go in the water.
My mom, too.
Generally, it was a half hour, but if you had beans, and you had to wait an hour, because the you know what would happen if you went in the water after eating beans? It would look, you ever seen war movies where they show what a depth charge does?
Mm-hmm.
They drop it in. The water, you just, all the humanity would be.
But you know that this wait an hour thing is an old wives' tale. We're finding out now. You don't have to wait an hour.
No, you can just get in the water.
After you've eaten.
Mom. I think you're going to get the bends or something.
I liked it better when I thought it would kill us. I really did.
It was. Well, what was the purpose, though? I know it was an old wives'
cramps.
Tale.
Cramps.
Yeah.
But it was an old wives' tale.
Right.
No, I think it's a little bit legit. Like, you don't want to, like, scarf down a bunch of food and then belly flop into the pool.
You know what'll give us the real answer? The internet.
Sure.
You don't want to eat half a pig and then get in the pool. But, I mean, I'm talking about a sandwich, Mom?
Yeah, a sandwich and a juice box.
Mom.
I mean, give yourself 5 minutes to get out there, let it start working its way down. It makes sense to me.
Here we go. The old saying that you should wait at least 30 minutes after eating before you swim is based on the idea that after a big meal, blood will be diverted away from your arms and legs towards your stomach's digestive tract. And if your limbs don't get enough blood flow to function, you're at risk of drowning.
Well, then you don't have to eat the next meal, I guess.
Now, is that sound advice, or is it just parents wanting a 30-minute break to relax after a big lunch?
Yeah.
It's true that digestion redirects some of the blood. There is potentially less oxygen available to the working muscle and stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Cramps are involuntary. The truth is, we have enough blood to keep all of our body parts functioning after a big meal.
Okay, so we don't have to do that. You don't have to wait an hour. You don't have to wait half an hour.
You don't have to wait an hour. You don't have to wait half an hour. But I personally would wait a little bit to let the that digestive process get from like up top down to your belly.
With any vigorous exercise after eating, there could be some discomfort, such as heartburn.
Oh.
Caused by unexpected reflux or involuntary regurgitation.
Ew.
Ooh, don't regurgitate in the pool.
Lord. Moving on.
Anyway, I was just looking that up. It seems to be, use your own discretion. It's no big deal.
Well, now our contest is done. What are we going to do now?
Well, we have our stupid news report, and as I mentioned earlier...
Something to console me.
Well, I don't know. This
involves, something you do a lot, and...
it could be making you sick.
This is awkward.
Something what? I do a lot.
The way you guys are making that face at Jay, and then Jay's just a little red, like, what...
Where is your mind going?
Listen. I'm not responsible for where my mind is right now.
I'm on steroids.
I'm medicated.
And clonopin.
Planet steroids.
Well, we population don't have to rattle off all Emily. Of my medications. You can just leave it at steroids and not share the rest of it.
I'll give my medical history.
I'm not trying to give my medical history. I tell you too much and
the
you overshare.
At the toe?
Oh, the reason your parents made you wait after eating was for them to take a nap, says Gary. That's also a possibility.
It's like, we're going to take a nap.
But we will address this very serious issue that's a threat to the very life of Jay Scott.
Okay.
Coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Planned Parenthood and the Poor People's Campaign say they will protest Alabama's abortion ban every Tuesday. They say being pro-life means stopping the execution of prisoners, providing livable wages for the people of Alabama, and providing care for the homeless. The State House of Representatives passed the education budget on a 99-0 vote. However, that plan will go to a conference committee to work out the differences in the House and Senate bills. The House also approved a 4% pay raise for Alabama teachers and other public school employees. And police in Orange Beach say more than $1 million worth of marijuana and cocaine washed ashore last week. Federal authorities have now been called in to help with the investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
God, this is so hot.
It's a combination of the heat and moisture.
I can't think of any fault in her as a hot mom.
I feel like I'm going to pass out. Forget about the heat. It's 105 degrees.
Heat doesn't bother me at all.
This heat.
A relationship filled with heat and passion.
What is the hot gossip?
There was no food, no heat.
Bring the heat.
Going to get pretty hot around here in a minute.
She's just hot.
Be your hot mama self.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as 3 additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
It's especially tough when it affects one of our family members. But The Who now officially recognizes gaming disorder as an illness.
Oh, the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
Well, gaming.
Gonna have a little fun with Roger Daltrey.
Gaming.
And Pete Townsend can keep his.
Roger Daltrey was born
rules
on my
off
birthday.
Out of my life.
What happens if I play my Nintendo 2 up?
Well, beating a video game can become an obsession for some. Now, I got to admit, I will never criticize the video gamers because when I had my first actual computer a while back, I got addicted to the damn solitaire game.
Mm-hmm.
I would play it for hours. I could not stop. That's it. I'm done. Ah, what the heck? And I bought it to write with. I'm supposed to be writing scripts and stuff.
What's this here card game? What's this?
I was always fascinated with the people that had the headsets on and they're playing a game in real time with somebody, their buddy, and they're really good friends in Sweden. Yeah. At different hours of the day, like it's Joe at this hour in.
There is a social network that Shondor does that too. He's got friends all over the place.
I played a little bit with some guys over in London.
Based on the information provided by this study, we figure Jay has about 3.5 hours to live. It's in a category called disorders due to substance use or addictive behaviors, alongside alcoholism, gambling addiction, and a section devoted to harmful cannabis use dependence.
What if you're doing all of those at one
time? That's all what Jay does.
I think some of those actually cancel each other's out. Because if you have too much cannabis, you don't feel like keeping up with a video game, let's be honest here.
It
creates a mental inertia.
Where's the refrigerator?
One expert sums up what gaming disorder truly consists of, quote, "The disorder is not characterized by the number of hours played. It's when gaming takes precedence." Jay, You're looking at something else. You are not listening to what I'm saying. I'm trying to save your life here.
I'm looking at the article about the World Health Organization.
See, every time you holler at us about something.
I mean, I'm literally looking at it right now. I have it open on my page. Yeah. That's what I'm reading.
How you feel now?
Dad. You guys are getting...
Don't tell me what to do!
You're getting sandwich spread tomorrow.
Sandwich spread?
Do you remember that? Sandwich spread from Oscar Mayer and the two?
Oh, yeah. Now, some of it... It's if hard you were really hungry...
Hey, it would work, man.
Pretty damn good.
Have you ever tried sandwich spread?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's got
it comes in a tube. It's like about this big.
Uh-huh.
Already delicious sounding. Boy, that's just...
Well, now listen. This
firing off my taste buds there.
I don't know what the primary ingredients
are. It had some meat, some sort of meat product.
Well, if it comes in a tube, the primary ingredients might be a little hard to pronounce.
The same kind of tube that like sausage would come in.
Right,
you know, pork sausage or one of those. But it was thinner, and it
had a mayonnaise kind of base to it with some meat.
What was the color? It was a wonderful, tempting pink color.
Yeah, it was pink.
I think ham may have been the meat byproduct.
Ham or some sort of.
It had little red specks in it, which I think were pimento.
Uh-huh. You're right. Right. Yeah.
You think were pimento.
And if you put enough on a piece of bread, if you made it thick enough.
Rich, I found it a couple of years ago somewhere. I just, there it was. It was like finding the perfect Christmas tree. So I had to buy a tube of this stuff and go back to childhood, and I ate like two sandwiches.
Is this it in the tube here? It's a very small picture.
Yes, that's it. Now, you notice...
That looks gross.
The end of the tube, it looks kind of like a...
Rectum.
Man.
No! No, Greg, no!
So what you do is you...
Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
He said, looks like
so
one.
You puncture the end of the tube and you squeeze it.
You squeeze it out, right? And
And then spread it over your bread.
It must taste delicious.
It isn't bad.
It's got a long shelf life.
Yeah, well, you know, okay, now this comes in a jar, and it's Kraft sandwich spread.
Right. Let me see that. That's probably like mayonnaise or something.
It looks like mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's... not the same thing.
No, sandwich spread is refrigerated.
You sounded like Floyd the Barber.
He did.
I noticed that.
He did.
Sandwich spread is refrigerated.
Oh, wow. Here's an old ad. Sandwich spread for delicious sandwich treats made from select 99 cents.
Yeah.
A handy stay fresh casing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
New smooth, delicious peanut butter and bacon spread.
Whoa. Never tried that.
Smoky snack. This is an old...
If it's got bacon, how could it be bad?
Grocery store ad.
But you got to understand, baby boom moms had to be inventive to feed families.
Why, sure.
So you needed a 99 cent.
We went to school with those...
But you know what? You know what's just happened here, Rich?
Huh.
We have seen Jay... totally take the focus off his disease. And divert.
Isn't that one of the first warning signs?
Yes, denial is not just a river that
it's
runs
not just a river.
That was diversion. It wasn't denial. I'm on steroids.
I went to rehab. You didn't. I know what denial is, Toots.
Don't start the Toots crap with me today. Ooh. I'm not having it.
Ooh.
Whoa. You know, this is the first day of the steroids where I have to take six of them. I'm going to be, woo!
He's already doing the itching.
Do we have tomorrow to look forward to?
Hold on while I text Rick. I will not be able to come back.
For five more days?
By the way, you know who came through with the food outlet ad? Cooter.
Ah.
Oh, thank you, Cooter. You're a good guy.
You're scratching already. It's making me itch.
Sorry.
Who is the...
Do you need some salve?
Could be stress, is what he said.
How about some meat spread?
Apply it directly to the itching areas and leave it sit.
What was that stupid ad that came on all the time? Something. Apply directly to the forehead.
Head on.
Yes.
Head on.
That was the whole
head
ad.
Head on. Apply directly to the forehead.
Head on. They just would say that over and over again. This was going back a few years ago.
Who
not too long ago.
Who sings that song head on?
Mm-hmm.
Soon as I get my head round you.
Can we take at least a minute here and listen a little bit more about Jay's sickness?
Okay.
Oh, yay, Imagine Dragons.
I was hip. Put this together all by myself.
The Jesus and Mary.
So rad.
Started with Sega Genesis, played all day with the other kids. When I was alone playing Tetris, played too much, now I'm sick. Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Super Mario and Fortnite. Doctors say it's an addiction, never see the sun, never kiss the chick.
Addicts, now it's a disorder, like being a hoarder. I need professional help, Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. Metal Gear and Madden, but I've gotten fat and I need professional help, play video games. Now I feel like I ruined my freaking brain with video games. Grand Theft Auto, Minecraft, and Battlefield, play video games. And I've got my gaming disorder to blame.
And video games.
8:32.
Is that it?
No.
I haven't played a video game.
We're still in stupid news.
A long time.
At 8:32. And by the way, leave it to us. Mm-hmm. I got the scoop right here, man. Through my contacts. On the newest, and you're going to want this iPhone as soon as you hear about it.
Oh, no.
I've got the new iPhone.
Oh, no.
The whole scoop on it right here. Listen.
Oh, no.
I'm Tim Cook, and welcome to the 2019 Apple Keynote Address. We're really excited to announce our latest iPhone. Prepare yourselves for the iPhone 1 you already have. The iPhone 1 you already have is our most convenient update since we force downloaded a U2 album into your iTunes. In fact, it's so easy, it's already in your pocket right now. With the iPhone 1 you already have, all of your apps are already installed because it's the phone you already got on you.
This is incredible!
And one more thing. Because it's the iPhone 1 you already have, you already bought it, so there's no additional fees. The iPhone 1 you already have will be available some time ago in 2015.
And so... guess who's got it? I have it right here in my hand. See this? This is just like he
said. Look at that.
For
good,
once, I
good
get
looking
to be the
person
first.
In there. Oh, that was me.
Because the camera was on. For some reason.
They're coming out with the new the music things that were just all music.
iPod?
They're coming out with a new iPod. Did you see that?
The iPod Touch, yeah.
Yeah.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Now, I was talking to somebody. Well, earlier in the week, somebody was asking me about iPhones and Apple Watches, and they had picked up a MacBook, and so they wanted to get, you know, they wanted to start making, okay, I got this, now I have an iPad, a MacBook, might as well get an iPhone
everything.
And a watch.
Right. Yeah.
Get everything synced. And then they were talking to me yesterday about, you know, I don't like buying things that have planned obsolescence. I want stuff that works. I don't like things, and I was like, well, you should not be investing in Apple products at all. You taking a selfie?
No, look. Wait a minute. I just stumbled into this.
He found filters.
Oh, people found filters.
Look at her title. You hit. You hit a little bit.
No, I did.
Watch him go for the black and white.
Can you slide? Do you understand how to slide and get the other options?
He's doing it. He's checking. He's clicking on them.
Oh, welcome to 2016.
That's a good one.
How do you get the one that makes a cartoon of you?
That makes a cartoon?
Oh, I see.
The Bitmoji? You have to download the Bitmoji keyboard.
Well.
Yeah, that button that says crop has nothing to do with farms.
This one's been a crop. Where's my corn? My tomatoes.
Crop. Yeah, I would have never known that. Thanks, Uncle Weather, for that.
Uncle Weather.
Well, the good news is that whatever they prescribe for your video addiction, you can get that prescription filled at Adam's Drugs.
Okay.
king of the Segway.
He's really good.
I'll tell you, I don't know. Once in a while, I have to go, not for certainly not prescription, but for something else, stop by one of the chain stores, and I see lines at the pharmacy counter and impatient people. And I just, you know, this is what happens when you get these big mergers going. Thank you, government.
Government.
Adams Drugs can get you awesome service, the feeling of appreciation, because they will actually care about making sure that you're... Look, it takes 2 minutes to get your insurance information. These are the people that will fight for every buck. It's not like too bad, so sad, the copay's $300. Nothing we can do. They don't work that way. They work about, you know, it's all about building relationships at Adams Drugs. So they'll fight for every possible dime or find programs like they've done for me on a couple of occasions where a high-cost copay, the pharmacy manufacturer has a program that you are eligible for that will reduce the cost of that medication and the impact on your family budget. So go to a place that will make you feel appreciated, and that place is Adams Drugs. There are 12 locations around the River region. The esprit de corps, the consistency from location to location, is unbelievable. Check them out. The next time you need a prescription filled, please try them. They're the local team and support local business. News Talk listeners know that better than anybody. AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you. And the one up the street from us, Perry Hill and Carmichael, also has a wellness clinic. Get information on that there as well.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your traffic on this Wednesday morning, and things have returned to a normal traffic flow. Everything looks good on the interstates. We don't have any problems on I-65 or on I-85 this morning. If you're on the boulevard, there's still a lot of traffic out there, but it is back to stop and go at the traffic lights, and there are no troubles coming into town on the 31s. Let's be careful as you head into work, and we will check in with you this afternoon. 79 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and they are frantic to get these cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars gone. You will save some serious money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, at 8:38, let's get the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
That big high-pressure heat wave dome that has been over us and has kept us quiet and hot for the last few days is also the reason why the rest of the country is getting the miserable weather, in that it's a roadblock. Everything has to go around it. And that's why 22 states have seen over 500 tornadoes in the last 30 days and lots of flooding as well. For us, though, another relatively quiet day, sunny and hot with a high around 95. I've got the rain chances pegged at 10%. At best today. By the way, the record high is 96, 1962. We'll be in that general neighborhood. Low tonight down to about 70. Tomorrow's high in the low to mid-90s with the rain chances about 10% in the afternoon and closer to 20% during the evening, and somewhere on Friday in the 20 to 30% range as a weakening frontal system, which is fizzling as it approaches, comes into our area, high in the low 90s. And low 90s over the weekend with maybe some isolated storms, perhaps. I think the rain chances are pretty remote over the weekend if you have outdoor plans. And some of your outdoor plans might involve getting out the hose or the sprinkler for your lawns and gardens. Right now, calm winds. Temperature is 76 with 88% relative humidity now. It's 840.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We actually have a Morning Maroon nominee that includes a little audio clip.
Yeah.
That will be coming up next on the show. There's ways you can lower your electric costs, like, you know, devote endless hours of your day to monitoring and checking, you know, who's using what, and, like, just being a helicopter electrical customer, hovering over every single aspect of your energy usage to keep costs to a minimum. Or you can pick up the phone and call MasterFoam at 802-FOAM and talk to our friend Wade Cannon there. This is the solution to skyrocketing summer energy costs. It's called MasterFoam. It can be installed into an existing home or a home that you might be in the process of building. And please, if you are in the process of building a home, hear me carefully. MasterFoam will cut your electric cost by half for the lifetime of you owning that home. Because when they can put MasterFoam into a house as it's being constructed, they can insulate everything. But in an existing home, it can still be incredibly effective. MasterFoam in an attic in an existing home will lower your electric costs about 30%. Because it keeps the attic temperature down. Without any of that stuff you roll into the grooves, you may as well put your old newspapers or those giant things you buy at Costco with toilet paper and paper, store them up there. It's the same thing in terms of effectiveness. But MasterFoam keeps the heat out. If your attic is around 80 and not 140, your system doesn't have to work hard. So you will save about 30% on electric costs. But there's one other consideration here. When your system doesn't have to work as hard, you extend the life of that as well. And you don't want to get hit with that replacement cost, as one of us who's very close to us right now recently found out what an inconvenience and expense that can be. So get the scoop from Wade at MasterFoam, 802-FOAM. If you'd like to learn online, it's master-foam.com. Local news, 842.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The State House of Representatives passed the education budget on a 99-0 vote. However, that plan will go to a conference committee to work out the differences in the House and Senate bills. The House also approved a 4% pay raise for Alabama teachers and other public school employees. Planned Parenthood and the Poor People's Campaign say they will protest Alabama's abortion ban every Tuesday. They say being pro-life means stopping the execution of prisoners, providing livable wages for the people of Alabama, and providing care for the homeless. And police in Orange Beach say more than $1 million worth of marijuana and cocaine washed ashore last week. Federal authorities have now been called in to help with the investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us.
Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. The temperature's soaring, the sweat it is pouring down the crack in my rear. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. My lawn, it is toasting, the old folks are roasting. Don't leave them out in the heat. And it sure is not pretty when your crotch gets all sweaty and perfectly shrink-wraps your meat. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. Well, my yard, it needs wetting. That fat guy is sweating. What's he doing here? It's the most uncomfortable time.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
sauces. Nobody has better sauces at Baumhauer's. They are original. Some are bottled for purchase. You can take them home. But that's the word you'll need to know sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. Ask you to be caller.
Good stuff. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Yes. And they're so versatile. Mm-hmm. Like... the white barbecue and chicken.
No, I love the white barbecue.
And you know what's great about that? You don't have to put a ton of it on to get the full impact of the flavor.
And you get inventive. You put it on stuff that normally you would not think barbecue would work. And you think, you know what? This is going to be perfect.
The sauces at Baumhauer's are all original recipe sauces. Everything is made from scratch, including the white barbecue right there in the restaurant. They make it. The honey mustard, which has actually become a personal favorite. And, of course, all the sauces that they use on different kinds of wings, they keep reinventing the wing at Baumhauer's with different flavors. Anyway, sometime between 3 and 6, more likely sooner than later, I'll see if we call her 9 at 272-9228. If you have the word sauces on your lips, not actual sauce, just sauces, you'll win lunch or two at Baumhauer's Victory Bro.
Hey, you got some sauce on your lips there.
Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. All right. The dumbest of the dumb. We begin with a guy in Indiana.
All right.
Who led police on a high-speed chase Sunday night but had to bail when he got to an unfinished bridge. So he took off on foot, but he left behind his prosthetic leg. His prosthetic leg was easily identified because it was wearing a green croc. So a guy lives near the bridge, talked to the local news about it, and says he saw the man crawling through his front yard.
It was about probably 11, 11:30, somewhere around there.
We were sitting in the front room. We heard gunshots, it sounded like to me. And then we heard all kinds of sirens. It was a big old bang. I thought maybe they were up here trying to steal equipment off of the bridge where they've been up there working on it or something. That's what I first thought. Then we seen a guy run down the hill, and he was crawling on his hands and knees. And he crawled through his hands and knees all the way through my yard till he got to the side fence.
The driver left behind a prosthetic leg.
That's why he was crawling through my yard. That makes sense.
Police can now have a leg up on this situation.
Well, he, for a while there, he was a leg on the lamb. Back to back. Yeah. All right. Next we have, guess what state? Florida.
South Dakota.
A woman in Florida, well, her name is Valerie Branch Galloway.
Okay.
In Largo, which is south of Miami, the very top of the Florida Keys chain. Her stepson got home a half hour after curfew on Sunday night, so she grabbed her belt to give him a spanking. Only one problem here. Her stepson is 26.
Uh-huh.
Now, there are times when she whipped him 11 times across his butt before he told her to stop. She said, no, you were 30 minutes late, so you get 30 licks. So there were 19 to go. He called the police. She was arrested for domestic battery.
Huh?
26.
See, he's 26. I don't think you do that anymore. I think you stop at 25.
It becomes something else at that age, doesn't it? Something somewhat twisted. And then staying in Florida, we have a driver there who was just fined $500 for, it was a charge, false identification with the police. He said his name was Ben Dover. And he must have thought that was really hilarious at the time, but the mm-hmm. cops gave him a ticket for false ID, having no license, and blah, blah, blah. So $500 fine for Mr. Ben Dover of yeah. Florida. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
I think Ben Dover.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a moronic thing to do. Let me give you this name that's probably going to make you mad.
Yeah. Either that, or this, or the 26-year-old that's getting spanked, or the prosthetic. Mm. So, it's kind of a tie, but bend over, sure.
I'm going to go with that as well because I love Emily's common sense.
What an imbecile! What an ultra maroon!
At 8:53. By the way, here is this is worth the news sounder.
Shortwave, take it down quick. What's it say? shut up.
I don't know if this is going to be tried in another situation, but a 13-year-old kid in England was in a coma for 3 weeks, and you know what snapped him out of it? A blast of Axe body spray.
Is that right?
I'm not making this up. His mom sprayed him down with Axe, his favorite scent, and he came to.
If they start putting that in the ad, though, that's...
Well, yeah, that's... You don't know what's in there. But I thought that was kind of interesting. We used to have somebody used to OD on that stuff all the time. I almost choked up coming up the stairs. Axe. A woman whose son was in a coma, she sprayed it on him, and it brought him back.
So Axe will bring you out of a coma.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn near put me in a coma.
Just don't let it turn you into an axe hole. Yes. At 8:54... reminder, there's a business that's been part of what we do here for over a decade now, and that's Lewis Lawn. And it's so exciting to see them expand their product line now with the tractor-type mowers in addition to all the Zero Turns by Toro and Exmark and Echo and all the name-brand manufacturers. Now, again, it's like John Lee to the extent that this is a business where professionals go to buy their equipment. I look when I'm driving down the street. We've got a lot of lawn trucks in our area, and I always look for the Lewis label. And they buy from Lewis Lawn because A, it's top-notch products, but B, if something breaks or needs repair, this equipment is in use literally 12 hours a day, 9 months out of the year. So they've got to have a partner with their products who can get them back and running again without long delays, because that's lost money. And of course, repairs as well. But that same benefit extends to you as a consumer. No matter what you buy, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, chainsaws, when it comes time to get it serviced, just take it right back to Lewis Lawn. They'll take excellent care of you. You're looking for values? Chad Sasser is the point guy there. He'll find out which manufacturers might be offering special incentives or rebates, help you with that. Haley at the counter and behind the scenes at Lewis Lawn, in addition to two great people, the Lewises, who own this business, they've got certified mechanics who can repair the equipment. So they got you covered. They got you covered. You buy your product there, you get it serviced there, and they're just awesome people. Congratulations on an ever-growing business. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, or call 244-9191. The bus to Camp News and Views is pulled in. I'll be back at 3, Baron Coleman next, Dan Morris at noon.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a 1-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day.